This is Long-Term Care Connections for July 9, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. On July 4, President Trump signed the federal tax and spending bill into law. While this bill includes significant impacts to Medicaid benefit programs in our state, Medicaid funding for skilled nursing facilities and assisted living are not directly impacted and will continue to be funded at the same federally matched percentage they are today. Impacts to our state budget remain to be seen. WACA commends our national partners, the Central Washington Coalition, and all our members who shared their stories to help defend Medicaid resources for long-term care during the debate in Congress. The WACA government relations and regulatory teams are reviewing and preparing a more detailed analysis and resource for our members, as well as talking points to help facilitate conversations with concerned residents and family members who fear the potential impacts of this bill on their care. Watch your inbox in the coming days for more information. CMS will launch the new iKEY system on July 14. They have issued a Dear Administrator letter with further details and guidance to surveyors and survey, certification, and enforcement staff, which you can read in full on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. DSHS recently issued a reminder that all assisted living and skilled nursing facilities must follow CDC guidance and infection prevention and control standards. The letter referenced the Department of Health's recently updated personal protective equipment expectations and transmission-based precautions, specifically calling out confirmed or suspected cases of COVID-19 infections. You can read the letter on LTC Connections on WACA.org, and providers are encouraged to contact RCS with questions on this topic. In case you missed it, WACA has partnered with ReadyCNA for a video training program to help our members combat staffing challenges. ReadyCNA, a cinematic health production, provides a state-approved nursing assistant training program curriculum with high-quality, video-based online theory coursework. ReadyCNA goes beyond technical skills to address the emotional and interpersonal challenges of the job. This comprehensive program prepares students for the realities of the CNA role, helping them develop empathy and compassion, contributing to increased satisfaction for residents, families, and employees. You can learn more about the program on our website at waca.org/readyCNA. Remember, the mandatory SNF provider enrollment revalidation deadline is coming up on August 1st. Skilled nursing providers enrolled in Medicare or Medicare-Medicaid must submit a mandatory off-cycle provider enrollment revalidation by August 1, 2025, or risk having enrollment suspended or revoked. This deadline is approaching fast, and you can find resources from both AHCA NCAL and CMS on this week's issue of LTC Connections online to ensure your facility is prepared. The WACA office will have reduced hours next week due to board and staff meetings. Our team will be in full-day meetings from Monday, July 14th through Thursday, July 17th. Please forgive any delays in responses to your phone calls or emails during this time. There will be no LTC Connections next week. In today's grassroots update, the WACA PAC Golf Tournament is back. Get ready to tee off for a great cause. Held in conjunction with the Fall Conference in Spokane on September 8, this fun-filled event brings together long-term care professionals, industry partners, and supporters for networking and friendly competition. Whether you're aiming for the longest drive or just enjoying a day on the green, your participation supports the WACA PAC, helping us advocate for strong policies that protect and advance long-term care in Washington State. We have spots available for individual golfers, or you can make an even greater impact and bring a foursome with one of our sponsorship options. Visit the Fall Conference page on our website or contact Eric Nagemir for more information. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for Fall Conference. Join WACA and our friends from Idaho Healthcare Association in Spokane on September 8th to 10th. Learn from inspiring presenters, connect with your peers, and illuminate the journey toward a brighter future for long-term care. The next session in the SNF webinar series, focusing on behavioral health and dementia care for aging populations, is coming up on July 17. WACA is partnering with the Institute of Post-Acute Care to bring you this monthly training series on the third Thursday of every month throughout 2025. Join WACA and RCS for the RCS Survey Agency Summer Forum on July 22nd. This quarter, we will introduce the Office of Deaf and Hard of Hearing, a division in Home and Community Living Administration at DSHS, and you will get to know more about services available to assist you. Both the SNF and Assisted Living Forums are virtual and free to attend. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.